We have a main motion by Councilman Bernal, seconded by Councilman Saldana, to approve the non-discrimination ordinance as it regards the LGBT community. Please vote. Motion carries. All right.
And that was Mayor Julian Castro about half an hour ago in the passage of the controversial non-discrimination ordinance, one of the most talked about and over-debated ordinances in the city's history. Before the vote, the council members had their say about the measure that would prevent discrimination against the LGBT community by the city and contractors working for the city, including District 9 council member Elisa Chan, whose secret recording where she calls gays disgusting sent the city into a tizzy. Chan said she wanted more time to discuss the ordinance.
As a council, we need more than just a single meeting to discuss this ordinance, and the public should be also provided a longer time to assess the impact of the ordinance. I urge my council colleagues to reconsider voting on this ordinance today, so that we can produce the best possible non-discrimination ordinance. So with that, I would like to motion to table this agenda for consideration at a later day.
Second. And later, Councilmember Diego Bernal, who authored the ordinance, spoke out about how this has been unfortunate to divide the city, but says it was an open process where everyone in the city had a chance to have their voice heard.
And that's what I believe this does. It has been a very long process that other people didn't take advantage of it and have their meetings. I can't answer for that, but I can answer for my efforts. And I thank all of you, both sides, for entertaining that discussion, for sitting down with me, for having that dialogue and it being respectful despite the fact that we're on opposite ends. But the purpose was always and remains to bring everybody in, to respect everyone, and honestly to create a more harmonious city. I'm sorry that some of this has happened. I also think that it's healthy. So thank you very much, Mayor.
All right. Thank you very much.
And as we said, the ordinance did pass. There were three votes in opposition to it. It was Councilman Chan, Carlton Souls, and Ivy Taylor who voted in opposition to the non-discrimination ordinance. Now, joining us live now from City Hall, TPR reporter Ryan Lloyd. Ryan.
Hey, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing great. So what was the mood like in City Hall when that vote was taken?
Well, I have to set the scene for you, Dave. It was pretty celebratory and lots of cheering, lots of hugs and crying. And I even saw one woman do a cartwheel out here on Main Plaza. Really, you know, with half the audience today in support and half against this ordinance, it was really hard to find anyone who was in opposition afterward. Mostly the supporters, they kind of filled the Main Plaza area. They're outside of City Hall, basically the chambers, which the meeting is still going on right now because they're talking about zoning issues, which is a normal part of a session on Thursdays. But, you know, the chamber is really kind of empty right now, and everyone's out here on Main Plaza celebrating, and they're high-fiving this victory.
Our phone lines are open, and the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. If you have a reaction to what happened, the vote on City Council today, if you want to make some observations about how the city can move forward, if you think this has really stratified the city and divided the city, and it's going to be hard to bring us back together, we want to hear from you and your ideas on how we can do so. So, Ryan, were people surprised that this was going to pass? Because it seemed like all the council members had pretty much weighed in on where they were going to go, and it seemed like there was not any doubt.
Right. There were a couple of doubts on which way some of the council members leaned. I mean, for the most part, when today started, we knew that at least six people, or at least seven people, I should say, were in favor of this ordinance. And as to which way Ivy Taylor would go was kind of undecided, and which way District 3 Councilwoman Rebecca Villagran, she's a new councilwoman in District 3 on the south side, which way she would go. Now, Villagran ultimately said that she supported the ordinance. Taylor did not support the ordinance. When this all came to a vote, they split the vote into two, one for the veteran status and one for gender identity, sexual orientation and gender identity. Now, it's surprising, I thought, that on those votes, Councilman Souls and Councilwoman Chin still voted no on the veteran status protection. Of course, there were three votes for no on the gender identity and sexual orientation. That was Taylor, Souls, and Jan.
All right, our phone lines are open, and the number is 614-8980. Daniel is on the line. Daniel, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Go right ahead.
Fantastic. Well, I just had a comment. I'm glad the NDO passed. The city's been through different times where different topics have divided, you know, folks, different sectors of the community. However, I think that, you know, folks will find that this is not going to impact their daily life. And what we should be doing right now is focusing on how to address the charter issue with the statute that calls for recalls and how to use that. I think that Councilman Bernal is unfairly being targeted, and that's being used as a tool to kind of get him out when that is not the original intent nor the spirit of the recall portion of the charter. So the city should be focusing on how to, you know, catch that up to ensure that we don't lose good council members with impeccable records, because that recall portion of that charter was intended for folks that bring shame and obviously have, you know, crimes of moral turpitude during their council terms.
All right, so you see that this recall that Councilman Bernal is now being challenged with is more of a nuisance and is not a sincere or actual legitimate effort that could dislodge him from office.
Definitely, definitely. And that's evidenced by the fact that the council member went unopposed during his last election. So, you know, the spirit is not to go ahead and get upset with a council member and then say, well, you know what, we want to recall you because of this one issue that you stood up for or did not stand up for. So he's definitely being targeted.
Okay, and, Daniel, I'm going to move on. Daniel, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your calls. I'm going to get to some other callers. Appreciate that. All right, John, let's get John on the air. John, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. What I'm interested in is hearing more about the separate ordinance about discrimination against military members and veterans. And I think it's kind of been swept under the rug in all this, but it is a serious issue. And we're not talking necessarily about, well, it includes them, but, you know, veterans who have lost limbs and whatever, like it's been portrayed in the media, but members of the National Guard who are returning from Afghanistan, people who are employed by the city and by some other federal type entity. And I know, for example, a friend of mine who just returned from Afghanistan has worked for the city for 11 years and returned to be told that he had been terminated because the funding for the program had been ended.
Okay, let me see what the Ryan Lloyd, our reporter at City Hall, can say about that. Ryan.
Yeah, well, you know, Dave, with respect to, you know, discrimination against people coming back from war, I mean, there was a lot of cases made that, you know, they are not, you know, afforded the opportunities to apply for a job or, you know, any other kind of, you know, day-to-day function. That really wasn't brought up a whole lot. I want a little bit more about the intricacies regarding some of the other issues, like, you know, the restroom, for example. You know, when this all began, it was kind of debatable, you know, who's allowed to use which restroom if you're a transgender person. Now, Councilman Saldana made an amendment today to say that basically you identify with a certain sex, you are allowed to use that bathroom, but he wanted to put in to kind of protect everyone, really, he said, was that you can use whichever restroom you want, just as long as you're not doing it for any unlawful purpose. So that's one of the little intricacies of today that was brought forward that's now in disorder.
Okay, back to the phones. Antonio is on the line. Antonio, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to say that I attended the Citizens to be Heard portions last night, or which went early this morning, and the one last week. And even though there was a lot of divisive talk, rhetoric going on at the time, I believe that eventually it will settle down and that all the citizens of San Antonio will see that it is a good thing and it is beneficial for everybody in the city.
There were, you know, this went on for days and days, and you were at the thing last night, hours, people staying up late to speak for 1 minute before city council. It just seems like if they have that much determination, that it just won't blow over that quickly.
Well, true, but I think that both sides, it's, I kind of equated it to the Bloods and the Crips because it's red and blue, but that both sides had good intentions.
That's true.
And that eventually if they see that no harm is being done to basically the Christian right that were the ones that had the most opposition, saying that their First Amendment rights, their religious freedoms would be impacted by this. I don't see that, and I think that eventually they will begin to see that and notice that it is actually beneficial for all people, and if there are Christians and caring people, that they see that the LGBT community, it should be taken care of this way with non-discrimination towards employment and housing.
All right, Antonio, thank you so much for your call. So Ryan Lloyd, real quickly, how were both sides, were they able to get along okay? I mean, were they antagonistic, or did they understand each other?
It's been definitely contentious. I mean, I think the only time that really the groups kind of came clashed against each other was the story I did yesterday. One group at City Hall wanted to have their news conference at noon, and the other group, the opposition, wouldn't move off the steps of City Hall because they were doing a prayer vigil. So that was the only time that really the two groups kind of interacted with each other. For the most part, they've been just kind of staying to each of their respective corners and, you know, holding signs and still cheering. But that's the only time I saw that they kind of collided. Physically.
Okay, one more call. Jack wants to get on the air. Jack, welcome to The Source.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good, sir. Go ahead.
Good. Well, I want to make it really clear up front that I'm not for any type of discrimination, but I'm curious with this ordinance, does it provide any protections for members of the community that are not already provided for on the state or federal level?
Let me see if Ryan Lloyd, can you answer that?
Well, I mean, as far as the other protections, I mean, they say that these protections that San Antonio just passed are protections that weren't already on the state and federal level, some of them anyway. But as far as the other ones, they really didn't bring up any other things that weren't covered by, you know, state or federal law.
Well, I know that in Texas that LGBT status is not a protected class, and that
right.
Legally in Texas that a business, a restaurant, a renter, they can all deny someone services because that is a complaint. So this is something that needs protection if you believe in non-discrimination.
Right, that's correct. And now under this ordinance, any business in San Antonio, they can't discriminate based on a person's sexual orientation or gender identity, but it's still the prerogative of the business owner to serve how they feel, but, you know, they still have to kind of keep those protections in mind now.
Okay, Jack, did I answer your question?
Well, yeah, but what about on the federal level?
Well, the federal level, the Supreme Court just ruled in that the federal government recognizes same-sex marriage, so that's...
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
My question is, and you've already kind of enlightened me about one or two things I did not know, but, you know, if these protections are already provided for, why do we have to reinvent the wheel?
Well, they're not. That's the point we were making, is that they're not protected. Anyway, we're out of time, Jack, and this issue is not going to go away. I really appreciate you calling in. We're going to take a break. When we come back from break, Carmen Tafoya in the studio talking about being the Poet Laureate and other issues impacting San Antonio. Stay tuned.